Hello and welcome to another episode of Boss Barrel Radio. It is July 23rd, and I am Griffin Hoffman, your host. With me this week is John Stanhope.
Yo.
Matt Lake.
Hi.
And nobody else.
Sweet.
Episode 83, gosh darn it, of Boss Barrel Radio. Hey guys, how's it going?
Going great.
Going great.
It's going pretty well.
Yeah.
It's Batman week.
Mm-hmm. Official Batman week.
Everybody went and saw it. Yes.
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 Totally.
Yes.
Sorry, it was all good.
I lost my beverage.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good.
I might actually enjoy it more than Dark Knight.
I think you're a crazy person.
Really? Okay.
Would you see it again?
I would see it again.
Yes, I'd see it again.
Okay, I could never see it again.
Well, that's because you hate movies.
No, because I could watch Batman Begins again.
I did watch Batman Begins again.
So did I.
I watched all three of those movies back to back.
If I wanted to watch another Batman movie, it would not be this most recent one, is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's fair.
It would be the first one.
That's fair. Would you watch Dark Knight again?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't really love that movie like everybody else loves it.
What's wrong with you?
I didn't love it.
All right, well, you know. Okay.
Plus, this movie was really long.
Heath Ledger is turning over
his
wrist.
Yeah, it was. Nearly 3 hours. Really... Sorry.
No,
it's almost 3 hours.
You say it was... Yeah, it was almost 3 hours, and so was Dark Knight. Dark Knight was like 2:30. This one was 2:45.
Yeah, forever. Jeez.
But I guess I didn't really feel it because, you know, I did that marathon, so at this point I was just like, just it doesn't matter. I got runner's high. I got Batman high. I just bring on the Batman. Bring it. Just give all that Batman.
You had hydrated properly for your... No Gatorade guy with you, like, wobbly crossing the finish line?
No, I got suckered into buying a large root beer, and that was my first mistake. You should just stay away from soda.
Well, I guess you had to go to the bathroom?
I didn't have to go through the bathroom in the middle of the film.
Oh, good.
But, I only broke the seal for Dark Knight because it's like, I've already seen this movie like 30 times, so it was whatever.
It always bothers me when people leave the theater. I'm like, you shouldn't have done that. Now you're getting... Like, one person left, and they missed, like, a 15-minute... There's a 15-minute...
What are they doing?
Just dropping a big bat.
Probably having problems going to the bathroom or something, but they missed a huge, like, three plot points in a row. And I'm like, yep, you just missed a huge thing of the film. Now you're not going to know anything.
And now you are suckered into buying another $9 ticket. So,
well, $5 for us, but...
I don't care if people miss movie pieces. The thing that disturbs me is when you're in the movie theater and you're sitting there and, you know, you're in the proper position to be in a movie theater, like, in the middle of, like, you know, a little beyond or a little in front of two-thirds of the way back of all the seats right in the center, and you're looking at the theater screen and you see the same person leave, like, two or three times.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing?
Cell phone, probably.
At that point, I think I'd rather you just check it in the theater.
Like,
just whip out your phone. It's fine. I don't care.
Not that I'm like upset that they're walking in front of the movie or something. It's just like, what? For 3 hours of your time, you can't. I don't know. Maybe you're checking the baby monitor or something.
It's one of those like mystery things where it's like,
sure,
you don't know what that person has to keep leaving for.
Yeah, it's like when people would come into the restaurant and use the bathroom like four times through the course of their meal.
Uh-huh.
Alternately, you're like, why? Both of you poop that much? That's crazy.
Exactly. It's confusing.
What are you doing?
Another conundrum of mine is like when two people, and it's only two people at that table that want to go to the bathroom at the same time, and it's just like, can't you be like normal people and just go one after the other?
Yeah. Jerks.
I think you're talking about women.
No, I'm talking about a guy and a girl.
Couples.
Oh.
Like, let's go to the bathroom together. Let's hold hands and skips all the way there. Like, no, what are you doing?
I always just imagine it's drugs. Like,
yeah.
It's like they're
both back there doing lines of coke off a mirror.
Right? Like they're fishing the bag of heroin out of the back of the toilet tank.
Yep.
And they only have one, or I guess they wouldn't only have one. They would have two rubber tubes to tie it off with. It's nuts.
I would rather you just do that at the table. I'd be fine with it.
It's like feeding the baby.
Speaking of feeding the baby, Colleen and I saw this woman in section 15 feeding a baby. Ooh. And then we thought of what you talked about, where it's just like, yeah, just put a blanket right over it.
That's good, man. Gotta eat.
Yep.
So, I don't know, guys, what's been going on? I've been trying to think back to what I've been doing for the last weekend. It's not that exciting.
Right.
My parents visited.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
How'd that go?
Fine. We went out to eat and did a little shopping, and that's about it.
Did they bring you an Xbox or a PlayStation 3?
No, I didn't ask for it.
Matt, come on.
Come on.
Maybe January I'll bring it back.
That's a good idea. Oh, hey, are you planning to buy Borderlands 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get it in September, but...
For Xbox or PS3?
Xbox.
Yeah. Because I just realized I got to get mine for PlayStation 2 so I can play it with Hunter. So you guys should get it on PS. Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, going way back.
I didn't know.
Secret release there. Borderlands 3 for PS3 so I can play with Hunter.
Borderlands 3?
God dang it.
You're good at this.
There'll probably be a Borderlands 3.
All right, I don't doubt that. Doubt it's really. Just like either going into the past or coming into the future.
I can't do it.
Nobody's doing.
I'm going to get the Borderlands for the PlayStation, okay? Does that work?
That works a lot better.
Sure, that works.
The new Borderlands for the new PlayStation.
Then you could be talking about anything and everything.
And the new one for the new one.
I'm going to get this game for this thing.
Video games.
It's going to be good. A shoot, dude.
So I'm saying you should get it for PlayStation, the current PlayStation, whatever that is. The current Borderlands, whatever that is.
But I won't get my secret unlock for my save.
I'll give you mine.
You're like weird dude skins.
Yeah, you just get... Like, that bothers me. There should have been more.
Your MDK head? It's like weird pterodactyl head.
Yeah, it's like pyramid head stuff. It's
super creepy looking.
It is.
I don't want my ninja to be looking like some weird alien.
Yeah.
There's already enough creepy things in that game. So just general service announcement.
I put Borderlands 2 in my GameFly queue.
Nice. So me too.
I might play that with you guys.
You should do it. You shoot people.
Yeah.
Really? You do, huh?
Well, I mean, you don't have to.
You could punch people, right?
There's always a choice. There's always a choice.
Always.
So, should we move on to actual stuff since my week mostly has consisted of watching baseball and working?
Yeah, my week has been, just a lot of working, and that's about it.
You didn't play anything?
I was going to play Amnesia The Dark Descent, but I just haven't gotten around to installing it. Did you?
Did you do?
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Oh, Matt, I need your Steam thing so I can buy games for you, I guess.
How sick has that made you?
My Steam idea is so embarrassing. I made it when I was like 13.
Oh. Don't give that out over the show.
I'm not going to give it away on here, no. But
that's a mistake.
Like, I misunderstood what the idea. I thought it was going to be like an email. So I made an email, and I had a really stupid email when I was 13. I had a Hotmail when it was cool.
Be careful, because, you know, you'll probably get a million requests from all of our listeners who are going to bombard you.
My first email that I ever had when I was a kid, when Hotmail was the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was Mega Man 21. I think that's what it was anyway.
Nice.
But the problem is, like, I didn't know how to spell Mega Man, apparently. So it was Maga Man.
Just Magma Man.
Maga Man 21.
Like, Maga Man sounds like it would be, like, your like, Mexico City branded Mega Man.
Yeah, right.
It's Mega Man. Maga Man and Speedo bro.
Yeah, exactly. And bass.
Dr. Riley. And
Dr. Riley.
Dr. Riley's good.
And Brush the dog.
Yep.
And
Dr. Light. L-I-T-E.
Dr. Light. That's an RC Cola brand right there, my friend. That's already trademarked. Somebody's got that locked down. What did you think of Amnesia, man? Did it make you feel yucky? How much time did you play?
A couple hours.
Did it make you sick?
It did not make me sick. There was a little bit of tension in the game that I thought actually did work. It's when you have the invisible water monster coming after you.
Yeah.
You have to run. You have to run through these corridors and get into this door. I thought that was actually pretty well done, but I haven't seen a whole lot in that game
I did not get that far.
Oh, you didn't?
I have found no water monster.
Okay.
I think if you loaded up my saved, I'd be like crouched behind a bookshelf. Hiding,
yeah, I haven't
dying.
Had to hide from monsters yet, which is good. But I'm only a couple hours in. Okay. But yeah, like I've actually had to look up guides online because I wasn't sure what to do sometimes. Like I knew there was a puzzle, but I didn't know how to solve it, and I didn't know that some of the items you had could interact with other objects.
Sure.
So I would just kind of get my feeling for the game, but still kind of early to decide whether it's good or bad or whether I like it or don't like it, but right now it's a little underwhelming, but I expect it to get a lot better later on.
I would say if you're not blown away by it, like if it's not making you feel kind of sick and creeped out right now, you're probably not going to get anything else from
probably
it.
Probably not.
This is it, man. Like, this is the peak of it. If when the castle turns to, like, bloody brain tissue and, like, everything gets dark and the shadows start shambling towards you, like that doesn't weird you out, then
no
shit, I need to start playing this game.
Yeah, you've got it now. Do you play any Silent Hill?
No, didn't play any of that. I'm on season 3 episode 8 of Star Trek Next Generation now.
When did the Borg come into play?
Borg was last season, but I've been looking.
Picard was taken.
Season is that? That's like a couple episodes.
That's a couple
left.
Okay.
Like, season 2, like towards the end of season 2 was like when they introduced the Borg, and then like
Borg.
An episode or two from now is like when Picard gets taken by the Borg, because I've been looking forward at some of the synopsis of some of the things I'm about to watch. So sounding pretty good.
You gonna dress up as a Star Trek man for Halloween this year?
Probably not.
Bring your get a tricorder case for your iPhone.
Yeah, because
just get
a
soundboard to make tricorder noises the entire time.
Yeah, because that needs to happen.
Uh huh. That would be great.
Also, tricorders don't look like what I thought they probably should look like.
Okay.
They're kind of dopey looking.
Yeah.
But this was also done in like 1990, so.
It's like flip phone.
Yeah, with no flip.
No, they flip. Yeah, it hinges on the bottom.
Not the ones I've seen.
It's like a brick, and then it unclaps just like an old cell phone, except in flipping up, there's this bottom bracket that flips down with like a keypad and controls and whatnot on it.
I don't know. From what I remember, it sort of looked like a bent Speak and Spell, but it was very beige.
Beige.
This could also be maybe one of Dr. Crusher's toys, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. They throw words around in that show. A lot of times I also get into the notion of, like, how ridiculous do some of these people, like, think they sound when they say these things?
Eh. I just wonder, like, a phaser, right? That's, like, a good name for, like, an energy-based weapon, right? Mm-hmm. But tricorder? Like, does that mean that the bicorder was a complete failure, or the unicorder just didn't make it? Or
dude, this is like hundreds of years.
Or the recorder? Like, is this all just the evolution from that like fifth grade classroom music whistle you play? Yeah,
the quadcorder is still in beta.
That's right.
Gotta alpha test that out.
That's the next generation.
Yep,
the final generation. So, guys, I got on this list of things to talk about.
Okay. Talk about those
since
things.
Nobody has... Matt, did you play anything else?
No.
Okay. I just want to get into this quickly. I've got surprise announcement listed here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What is it going to be? It's, I've been... Yeah. What I want to do is not host anymore. And that's because usually when I would get, like, not wanting to host feelings before... It would be like, I'd just be tired of organizing everything and having to set all this crap up and do all the producing side of it. But I don't mind about that. I just want to have somebody else kind of structure and run things to add something new to it. Because I feel like I'm kind of like bankrupt on ideas and honestly just kind of tired of leading discussions. So
okay.
I want somebody else to do it. and there's two people here, so you'll have to decide who it's going
to
be.
I can start trying to flesh some of this out.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe Matt wants to do it.
All right, Matt, you want to do this? You want to throw down?
He has a fight for
I know
him.
You got school.
Fisticuffs, baby.
You got school and stuff. I could just
easy.
Stop going
it's
out
one
and drinking
class.
So much. Oh, okay, never mind.
I mean,
it's all on you then.
Potentially, this should be something that's given out to the fans. Be like, who do you think should do it?
Yeah, but our fans don't write in enough.
Right,
days.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Maybe we could just switch it up every week, like we do with the trivia.
I don't think that's a good idea, okay. Because much like if you were to be like the designer of a video game, or the producer of, or like the editor in chief of a magazine, or just the leader of any kind of project, if you're constantly back and forthing, you're not going to really get anything done in the long run. It's just going to be, you know, compromises and whatnot. So. I'm putting that out there, that I would like to not host anymore. I'm still going to run the boards and press the buttons and whatnot.
Yeah,
get it all set up.
There's
but,
no way I could start doing that stuff.
It's easy. Yeah. But it's just, I would like somebody else to jump in and be the navigator of content.
Okay. I give that a whirl.
All right. Well, you two, we'll all decide later. Is that inside chair noises?
Yeah.
Mystery.
God, that's all like dangly hair bits and got scared.
Oh. So that's out of the way. And then that's not to say I'm like going to be done forever, but I just don't think I have anything else I want to do. Like the trivia thing that I did that. And then recently I was thinking like I should copy that Tim Rogers podcast that's really good. I forget what their podcast is called, but where they do 10 questions per episode and they give themselves like a time limit for each question. I was like, maybe I should try something like that. That's really good. And now other podcasts are starting to do that too. And I'm like, well, if I'm late to that train, I don't want to work on that stuff.
You don't
want to
be that guy.
Yeah. Plus I think with just with three of us having a discussion like that may not be as fruitful as if we had more people. So that's what I'd like to just go over quickly. And then we can talk more about video games.
Okay.
I can just mention quickly Final Fantasy Theatrhythm review is up on the site. Finished that. Well, I finished it by beating every song. I finished Sword and Sorcery EP last week for the iPhone.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's good. Lots of great music. Interesting concept. Longer, it's a longer game than you may want to play on an iPhone, but it's good. I finished reading Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep the other day, the book that was the influence for Blade Runner.
Did you like it?
I like the movie a lot better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like the themes of Blade Runner, I think, were spelled out a lot more succinctly than the themes of To Android's Dream. Like, the Philip K. Dick novel is, the story is very convoluted. Like, it's just trying to tackle so many issues, and I feel like it suffers because the movie does it a lot, tackles a fewer number of things, but does them very well. But I like the character of Deckard in the book more than I like Harrison Ford's Deckard.
Do you think that's Harrison Ford's fault?
No, not at all. Okay. No, I think it's just the in the book the what do you call that? Like, the situation he's presented is much more interesting than the situation of the Blade Runner movie.
I see.
Yeah. It's weird because if you read the book, you could almost think of it like the book is a precursor to the movie in a kind of a bizarre way.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've read that book, so I just remember there was a weird thing about a man, like, people were viewing this man, or it was like a dream.
The empathy
or,
box.
Yeah, the empathy box, yeah.
You're the Willard Mercer, you grab the panels of the box, and everybody would experience his painful struggle up this mountainside, by a stone, and they'd descend into, like, death tomb, and then they'd come back to the bottom of the hill. And
I always thought that was weird.
It was, I think, one of the things that I don't like about Philip K. Dick. But yeah, I mean, an interesting an interesting thing, but I don't think it was... It made it a lot more complicated. And then the whole animal thing and all that stuff. Like, I just like the movie more because the book is less cyberpunk than it is, like, philosophical. Beyond that, that's... Oh, yeah, I played Penny Arcade. I bought this a while ago. The Penny Arcade Rainslick Precipice of Darkness 3 for Xbox. We got it on Xbox through the indie channel. $5. 400 Microsoft points. It's very good. It's by the dudes who did Cthulhu Saves the World.
And didn't they do something else or just that?
I think they did do another game. Breath of Death.
Yeah.
Well, I forget what their name is, though. Moby Games?
I can't remember their names either. But yeah.
But it's fun. I mean, it's a 16-bit RPG. No voice acting. All written dialogue. Like, all just fantastic writing. Mike from Penny Arcade... Tycho is the one who's pretty much writing everything and doing all the work on that. So it's just obviously very playful. He must have had a good time writing it because it's fun. Like, it's so much fun to read and so much fun to play. The combat can get a little uninteresting after you play it long enough, but with the way that it's designed is to kind of cut out some of the fat of an RPG. So every battle you finish, you go back to full health. Enemies are on the screen most of the time, so you can kind of navigate around them if you want. The job system in it is really fun. You get a job called the Dinosaur. You turn into a dinosaur.
That sounds amazing.
You turn into a velociraptor, and one of its moves is Clever Girl.
Ah,
so the writing is...
Okay.
Appropriately satirical and is hitting all those pop culture beats that you want. I would highly recommend it, especially for $5. Even if you have never played any of the Penny Arcade games before, you like old RPGs, good writing, and are looking for something to do because there's nothing to play right now, it's not a bad idea.
Okay, now you got me hooked now.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. That's it, though. That's what I've been up to. Lynx won the Against the Storm, which made me very happy for the baseball, the World Series. They got fifth, so well done there, Hunter and the Lynx. Other than that, that's all I got here. We could move on to news.
I guess that makes sense. I don't have anything else either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just some couple quick announcements. Rock Band Blitz coming out August 28th.
What is that?
Rock Band Blitz?
Yeah. I mean, I can make an idea.
It's like Rock Band, but without a controller. Or without an instrument. You're just pressing buttons as the notes are coming down the track and moving a little spaceship to run through the notes.
I was a little bit more excited when you said without a controller, because then I was like,
it's Kinect.
It's just all air guitar.
You just use your brain.
Oh, my God.
Air guitar would be...
Just air rocking out just the whole time. How awesome would that be?
I know there was a lot of people who were excited about this, but I don't know. For me.
I don't. How well does a Rock Band or Guitar Hero game sell nowadays?
We'll find out. It's downloadable, though, so that may change things.
Oh, okay. That probably helps it.
There's this weird Battlefield 4 announcement that kind of happened. Medal of Honor Warfighter pre-order incentive was to join the Battlefield 4 closed beta. Coming in fall 2013.
Yeah.
Which is a really bizarre way to announce your game. So. Yeah. Good job, EA. Nice one there.
Yeah. Also, it's one of those things where it's just like, of course there's going to be a Battlefield 4.
Right? Yeah.
I mean.
Right.
Okay.
Sure. If you're going to do another Medal of Honor, you're probably going to do another Battlefield.
Yeah. Just like there's going to be another Final Fantasy.
What? Get out of here. Well, speaking of that, Final Fantasy, the 25th anniversary is coming up, and at the end of August, there's going to be a Final Fantasy conference going from August 31st to September 2nd, where a lot of Final Fantasy stuff is going to be talked about. Most notably, the future of Final Fantasy 13 on September 1st. Which may be Versus related.
No.
No? You don't think so?
Recent news, like today news, uh-huh. Final Fantasy 13 is canceled.
Is that from Kotaku?
That's from Game Informer.
Really canceled?
That was a rumor.
That's only a rumor from Kotaku.
Hang on.
I saw it on Joystick, maybe?
Yeah, because I saw the rumor on Kotaku. And then just before we started this, I thought I saw a putty tat.
Well, for the rest of that conference, there's going to be secret demos available to individuals who are, like, picked by the Square Enix team. You know, it can be public or private individuals coming in on day one. Day three is going to be a Final Fantasy VII for PC talk, which could be probably pretty interesting. I mean, you think about some of that, like, how did Japan feel about porting their PlayStation... or their PlayStation-only game to a PC. Kind of a weird thing, right? Kind of unique for that time. So it may be interesting.
Which, what are we talking about?
You were looking up Final Fantasy 13 versus being canceled.
Yeah, that's still just a rumor. Never mind.
Okay. Final Fantasy 13 2 apparently shipped roughly 3.4 million copies.
Wow.
Shipped. Not sold.
Oh, shipped, yeah, that's right.
So, you know, take that as what that means. But still, that's a pretty good number of units to... Final Fantasy still got some push amongst retailers. Maybe not consumers, but...
That game is so disappointing. Still doesn't have an ending. That's
really?
Sad. Yeah, it doesn't.
Wait. 13-2 doesn't have an ending?
No.
Does it just fade to black?
I believe when
so
you first
like
play
Sopranos
it,
game?
It fades to black and says to be continued.
Oh, ugh. Lord.
And then they have DLC, but I don't think that really gave an ending either. It had one of the previous Final Fantasy 13 characters in it, and it introduced, like, gambling games. And
ooh.
Is there a card game?
I think so, but I didn't get the DLC for it. There's Chocobo Racing before that.
Oh, ooh. Hot dog.
Hey, now we're talking.
That was in Final Fantasy 13 too.
How do I get my gold Chocobo?
I think you want a silver one.
You need
one.
A Zio nut.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do want a gold. I can't remember. I got some Chocobo, and I was winning every race and getting a bunch of stuff, so.
Dang, you actually played some Final Fantasy 13 too?
I beat it.
Whoa.
It was not a good game.
I don't know how you even managed that. I barely beat the demo.
Yeah. Did you collect a lot of friendly monsters?
I did. I collected some of the best monsters. My Pokemon monsters.
God, what is wrong with you?
I'm a completionist, and I...
Did you play it on PlayStation, at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I did.
Of course I did.
So a lot of the other less-founded rumor is that this Final Fantasy 13 talk on September 1st is going to be possibly one more Final Fantasy 13 game.
Yeah.
So Final Fantasy 13 3, that's another... thing.
Turning it up a notch.
Potentially Lightning Story or something like that.
Oh, God.
Another Lightning Story. And then, you know, the hopefuls say it's going to be Versus.
I can only hope that it'd be Versus.
A Versus. Or if it's not a Versus thing, then it's like that one's gone into the... That's gone the way of the StarCraft ghost. Or almost Revengeance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Platinum Games is busy, so they can't be taking on the... this Final Fantasy Versus game. Did you guys hear when last week, I think we talked about Anarchy Reigns getting pushed back?
Yeah, I think we mentioned that.
I think so.
Have you heard anything about this game? There
no.
was a, the what you call it? I think Eurogamer reviewed the Japanese version, which still came out on time. And they said, the quote of the review was, it's the next, or it is the closest thing to God Hand 2 you'll ever get. So... people are loving that quote and saying, like, man, this could be, like, total awesome Platinum sleeper hit of 2013 now. Weird thing that I put on here, John, this is in the spirit of you.
No.
Ni No Kuni pre-order.
Yeah.
The only reason why I decided to include this was because of the way they're going about it. I think it's Atlas USA or is doing the promotion for it, or doing the publishing, but they do a site and they're calling this Ni No Starter, obviously cribbing off Kickstarter.
Uh-huh.
It's going to cost $99 to order this, and you basically get the version that you want.
That I want.
It has the book.
With the
book? A 300-page...
Tome?
Tome.
Ugh.
Yes.
A grimoire of secrets.
Gosh, so exciting.
It comes with a plushie of the little signature guy with the long nose with the lantern on it. I think his name is called Drippy or something like that. And then you get two DLC familiars, codes for those guys. And then I think there may be something else, like an art book or something. Well, maybe the art book's the book, but there may be something else in there that I'm forgetting. But it's coming out next year, right in the beginning, I think January or February. So something to keep an eye on.
Get excited.
I don't know, man. Of games that come with books, that's maybe that one in the Wonder Book. It's looking kind of appealing.
Dude, yeah. I want that fat tome.
Want,
every time I play that game, I want to just thwomp that thing down on the table. Just thwomp.
It's got a bestiary, it's got like some guide portions, and then it has a list of all your magic spells. So
that's going to be so exciting.
Yeah, so it is kind of cool.
I want a cloth map.
Dude, cloth maps are so...
Get on
so
Facebook and start.
I got a couple cloth maps.
Start begging for those cloth maps.
I will.
I want a fat book.
You know, Final Fantasy 13.3 came with a cloth map. I might buy it.
I'm in.
Might
I'm
actually
all in.
Be useful.
For what? Like wiping the tears out of your eyes?
Sure.
Speaking of tearful nonsense... Fez patch was canceled. So if you recall, maybe a week ago there or 2 weeks ago, Fez was getting patched because of the weird issues of games freezing, clipping out of environments, just little minor things that aren't that big of a deal that people need to shut up about. So that was supposed to get patched. Unfortunately, what the patch did was it would delete people's saves.
That's no good.
So yeah, that's
did
that's
it delete
bad.
Them or did it corrupt them?
It made your save your current
okay
save unplayable.
Whatever.
So Phil Fish and those fellows at Polytron wanted to make another patch to fix that little problem, but Microsoft charges for an additional patch when it comes to downloadable games. Numbers being quoted are Tim Schafer has said previously it cost $40,000. To make a patch over Xbox. But
Now,
Microsoft came back, and after Phil Fish ranted about this, saying all these things like, oh, it's too expensive for me to patch, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to deal with it, Microsoft gave a very simple statement saying, like, they were on a contract, this is what we allowed this is what we allowed for the contract, we've been working with the publisher to help hedge the prices for an additional patch, but beyond that, you know, we can only do so much is basically what they said. Like, what is done is done. You sign this contract, that's what it is. Like, they said, like, we support Fez, but that's what it is.
Huh. Weird.
Kind of crappy, right?
Yeah, that's really crappy.
Yeah. And then Phil Fish also went on to say, like, if this was a game on Steam, I could have patched it earlier and quicker and for less money, and people wouldn't be happy. So, So Xbox Live Marketplace getting more... criticism.
Si, senor.
Not the first time, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of weird things about things and stuff, Ouya gets their first exclusive game. Robert Bowling's company, Robotoki, has committed to a prequel for their game, The Human Element, which is supposed to be some zombie game or something like that, which I have less than zero interest in. So now they're doing a prequel for this game. On a console which may not even exist, that's supposed to take place right when this zombie outbreak happens.
Huh.
So I pretty can't get much further down the hole of don't give a fuck for me. I don't know, do you guys feel differently?
I kind of feel the same. I don't think the Ouya is going to happen, so.
Right.
You're committing to that, and I don't really care.
I've been going back and watching and digging into a lot of the Gizmodo N-Gage stuff recently because of this.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was a thing. Man.
I think it was a Gizmondo.
Whoa, weird voice.
Gizmondo.
I think Gizmodo is a
sorry.
Website.
That's the tech site. I already do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Gizmondo.
Yeah, Gizmondo. Yeah, that was a thing.
That was just a front for, like, mafia and blah, blah, blah.
I was reading about that.
What?
Dietrich Swedish and... mafia.
What? Yeah.
Not the house mafia, just the regular Swedish mafia.
Yes.
Yeah, so he, the, I don't know, the dude who was, like, the primary investor in the company that was making the Gizmondo, was tied to organized crime in the I don't know, northwestern European countries.
Isn't Nintendo sort of like that too, where they like murder people for making virtual boys?
They're disappearing employees. No, I think that's Sega.
Oh, okay, sure. Like all of their credibility.
Yeah. This is weird though. I mean, this was where I was like, this man just disappeared, and
that was weird.
And money with him. I don't remember it because I was out of the loop at the time, but I was reading about it. And man, that's some crazy stuff.
Let's see. Griff, you also have here stuff about the Sony press conference?
Yeah, this is what I kind of wanted to end on for news, because I think it'll make for a good discussion for everybody. Gamescom has going to be happening here shortly. Mm-hmm. That's the, you know, European E3, so to speak. And much like TGS, as the years are going on, you know, fewer and fewer companies are deciding to go to it, so... this year, actually, it's only going to be of the big three companies, Sony there. So they will be having their press conference on August 14th. And this is the first year that Microsoft won't be there. With this news, a lot of speculation on the internet is saying, what does this mean for PlayStation? Like, now they've got an open forum to pretty much talk about whatever they want. Rumors going around about this weird slimmer PS3 that has this like butt plate tech poop sheet that's up online. Like it's
weird.
Yeah, there's like a schematic diagram of the bottom of a PlayStation 3, and it has there's a new one that's bigger than the slim, but then it also has different orientation, different screws, and people are expecting it to have like different weight and be even slimmer than the PS3 slim.
Yeah, I heard mention about the speculation of a new, slimmer PlayStation 3, which has some merit. I mean,
I don't think that's going to be talked about at Gamescom, though. I thought I read a story saying no PS3 redesign.
Tokyo Game Show?
Maybe it'll be that.
No.
Yeah.
That's September, TGS. September 8th, right?
I don't know. I don't know the date on that one, sorry. That's the last one. That's all I know.
You want to talk about speculations for what could be going on there?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, well, the internet's saying a slimmer PS3 and giving some facts. A couple of the other things being thrown around are like a date for The Last of Us, or a date for Beyond, or Vita stuff. I mean, those are kind of the easy, low-hanging fruit answers. Obviously, Beyond would be a good choice. David Cage, European, French man, Gamescom.
Maybe they just blow the doors off of everything and just... PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
No?
No.
That's not the platform to do it.
No. I mean, now, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Just everybody would lose their minds.
Like, Wii!
Yep. We're just
not the PlayStation Wii. That was French for
PlayStation
yes.
Wii. No, it would just, like... sure, let's just throw a curveball straight at this thing.
That would be how you do it instead of doing it at E3.
Yeah, you don't see Microsoft announcing anything, so guess what? Gamescom rolls around. We're just gonna pull the sheet over everybody's eyes.
I've completely
blindside them.
I don't remember last year what if there were any big announcements from Gamescom.
I don't remember Gamescom last year, so I'm gonna assume nothing.
Yeah, I don't even know the year before. Maybe 2010. I don't know. I remember one year there was a PlayStation 3 price drop, which is what was announced at Gamescom.
I also remember a couple of years ago TGS being a lot more interesting than E3.
Yeah, that was a while ago, yeah. Yeah, TGS was a thing for a while, but now you're with a lot of the major Japanese publishers pulling out of TGS and doing their own thing, like Captivate. Like Level 5 and Studio Ghibli, they do their own thing now. Kind of like a BlizzCon.
BlizzCon, yeah. That's what I was
saying. So they're pulling out of the TGS show floor, so it's getting more and more and more and more and more and more and more barren. And, you know, the press that I read is from America, so...
Yeah.
They tend to not fly to Japan to cover those events.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there this year.
What is... Wait, was Captivate in some weird country this year?
My name is Rome.
Yeah, it sounds
yeah.
Right. Italy.
Yep. That was in the Vatican.
Yep. Just right there. Right on a street.
Pope was playing games.
Isn't the Vatican its own independent country, though?
It is.
It is.
They have their own police force.
So weird.
The Swiss Guard. The
papists.
So weird.
So oh, lots man. Of... Lots of taxidermy in that country.
Oh, man. I had a couple other things that I didn't get a chance to throw on there. They're probably not as...
I think that might be one of the only countries that you do not need to have a passport to transition to and from to.
Huh.
That is true, I think.
Yay!
Yeah, because I've been there before, so...
And you didn't need a passport?
Not to go to the...
Into the Vatican,
in the Vatican
and out
yeah.
to Italy. Yeah, well, I did the same thing. So together, our stories unite and combine to form a fact.
Just a couple of things here. Did you guys see the thing there? Wheatley getting printed onto some NASA stuff?
Yeah.
Yep, I saw so that.
It's going into space. Although NASA is just like, we don't support Portal 2 or the character Wheatley.
Yeah.
But
he's
going
into space. Nerds.
Exactly. Other thing was there's that stuff about Notch getting a lawsuit and not really giving a crap about it. I stopped reading because I don't really care about Minecraft.
I read the story and I read the legal report, the filing against Notch, and it's dumb. The only interesting part of it is in the suit against Mojang and Notch, they call Minecraft, M-I-N-D, in the actual legal documentation, it's referred to as Mindcraft. So, you know.
It couldn't have just be thrown out on that point alone?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just like, Notch himself has said, like, this is dumb. Copyright law for video games and software is dumb. I'm going to fight this with all of my ridiculous piles of money, and I will make these people suffer for bothering me, is a summary of what he said. With that same tone of, I'm going to just mess you up. So good for Notch. And we'll see what happens in the future with that. I'm sure nothing. I'm sure it'll just go away. Like Assassin's Creed author. There was this one thing I heard of... I wasn't able to actually find anything solid on it, but Assassin's Creed 3 getting leaked information through GameStop. A DLC rollout plan getting leaked through GameStop. Hmm. And a potential, or not a potential, but referring to, in their inter-company memos, referring to Assassin's Creed 3 as Game of the Year and already getting Game of the Year editions set up for it.
Huh.
So
great.
My only other thing here.
Your favorite used video game company.
Like the only used video game company. So one other, I hate, stop it. My one
over
other
here.
Thing that I had on here that was kind of interesting is, the whole class action lawsuit against EA for having the exclusivity rights to football.
Yes. I remember just thrown out, wasn't it?
Not familiar with this.
Unless there was an update, but in 2008 they had that lawsuit filed because they, you know, have the rights to just football.
Yeah.
And so there's being a movement to settle on $27 million worth of returns for consumers who have purchased games since 2005. And the way that this would be handled would be that all of the games that would be sold by EA would come at like a discount to people that purchase them.
Okay.
Do I get my EA season pass $10
like,
less?
Like, I don't know. Is, okay,
are they going to do that with other EA properties then?
So let's see. Consumer should have purchased Electronic Arts published in NCAA and NFL, blah, 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 legal terms.
Live news!
Yeah. Baby. It just doesn't say how they would receive it. Like, people who bought games for GameCube, Xbox, PlayStation 2 could get as much as $6.79 back per game that they own from 2005 to current. And then current generation stuff like Wii, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3, you could get up to $1.95 back per game you purchased.
Hot dog!
So just,
I can get money back. I should do this.
So
I own an NCAA game.
Like, how does this work where... no, it doesn't work that way. But...
this sounds awfully familiar to, like, the PSP UMD scenario of, like,
yeah,
how
like,
do we award this? You turn your cash for gold.
Right. It's like the settlement comes down, and then the courts say, you have to give money back to these people who purchased this game. And EA's like, how do you propose that we do this? Because I don't know how you confirm this. It's, what is it, sending your, like, your cardboard box tops to get $6 back? Who's gonna do that? Nobody.
So if anything, I would
EA might as well just let it happen.
Okay, this is what I foresee. I see you've got Origin, their downloadable software, their Steam-like download service.
Sure.
You provide EA with a handful of UPCs or serial numbers or photographs or box tops or whatever.
Scan it in using your phone or your webcam.
Whatever method it is that you can prove that you own this game, you send it to them. They send you Origin vouchers for roughly $2 to $10.
Sure.
You know, so they're keeping they're giving back to the people that they quote unquote wrong, but then they're also keeping the money in their ecosystem.
Right.
Then introducing people to Origin as well. There you go, EA.
That's
I won that for you.
That's how you do that. That's it. That's all I got for stuff. There's that kid in Korea who died for playing Diablo for 40 hours.
Yep.
That was a thing.
Man, Blizzard is just like the death company.
He rented out a room for 40 hours.
Internet cafe, yeah.
Yeah. Rented out his own private room for 2 days. And an attendant came in and found him huddled up on the table because he hadn't eaten. How do you not... like, you're already out in public, essentially. Just go around the corner and buy a hot dog.
But it's really? So addicting to play.
It's not, though. I played it again recently. I think I'm really bad at Diablo 3.
The problem is you're not Korean.
I got stuck at this part.
Where I just play with people, I guess.
I don't want to play with people. I have two people following me. That should be more than enough. I mean, if I was playing with somebody else, there could potentially be 6 people on that screen. That's nuts.
That's awesome.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Just me and my little NPC followers. I was dumb, though. I was really frustrated. I just wanted to play some Diablo, and I was trying to load it up on my Mac, and it was like, it kept loading the installer, and the installer would say, you need to reinstall everything. And I was like, no.
No.
I did that once, so I kept just reloading it, and it just kept crashing, or going to this, like, you need to reload everything seriously right now, dude. And then I just restarted my computer, reloaded it, downloaded the, like, uploader, or the Diablo 3 patcher, and then everything was fine after that. So something must have just got corrupted along the way.
Yeah.
Frustrating. I hate PC games.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
Just put it in the system and make it go. So, guys, that wraps all the news up. I doubt anybody's asked us a question. But I'm going to check while I ask you a question that somebody did informally send us. Currently, I know Hunter is in the market for a new gaming headset, and he was just using like your silly little, you know, one earphone and like the little microphone thing that sticks off the earphone. So like a $10 Target Logitech thing. I've got the same thing that I used to use. And recently his device isn't working anymore, and he wants to get, like, a nice, like, headset for gaming that's going to be maybe surround sound, maybe not. Also has a, you know, wire, or, like, a speaker thing for voice chat, and he's looking into that. So Does anybody have any experience with that or any suggestions as to where to go to look into buying a gaming headset?
Yeah, absolutely, because I've owned several of them.
Okay.
What you want to do is make sure you're always going to get something that wraps over the top of your head, especially if you're going to be playing for a number of hours, because you don't want something that wraps around the back of your head, because then it starts cutting into your ears, and nobody wants that. A thing that you want to make sure you always do, too, is get a nice headset that is going to be compatible for PlayStation 3, because PlayStation 3 has some weird acceptance issues with certain headsets that make it to where sometimes the audio doesn't come through properly. And there are certain games that are actually built to completely combat this so that the audio does come through in the best way possible. Like, I know I played a good portion of Bayonetta with a headset on, and I had to switch it over to headset audio to make it actually be good headset audio. The two that I would stand behind as far as like what you should be putting into your ears would be Turtle Beach and SteelSeries. They both make really good, like, strong audio headsets.
What's the price range you're looking on that?
About $100.
$100 for either one of them?
Yeah.
Right. Now, is that going to be for like a digital, or sorry, like a surround sound, or just like a standard stereo sound?
My SteelSeries one was like $110, and that was simulated surround sound. So most Turtle Beaches will do simulated surround sound, as long as you're getting like, I don't even think they're low end will do anything less. I think Turtle Beach will just always give you the best that they've got. I mean, you can get crazy with it and have wireless Turtle Beach headsets that have collapsing, like, or expanding, collapsing, like, microphones and crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
it's a little unnecessary.
Yeah. I don't know. Most, like, go to a Best Buy, or, heaven forbid, go to a GameStop and just find one that isn't wireless, that can plug into a receiver and can actually plug into your PlayStation as well, so that you have the options.
Sure. So you're looking at roughly $100, and then Steel Edition, or
Steel
what?
Series.
Steel Series and Turtle Beach are the two brand names to kind of look out for?
Those are the ones that I liked.
Okay. Matt, do you have
any? I have no suggestions.
You're not
No. I have my original Xbox headset.
The one that plugs into the controller?
Yeah.
No.
And I haven't used one for a PS3.
The other thing that I would sort of suggest is, do you know for Hunter's setup upstairs, does audio run through a receiver at all?
No okay. receiver. Straight into TV.
Hmm.
So it's going to have to be something that doesn't go through a receiver, so direct to PlayStation.
Yeah. So then he has to get a gaming headset.
Yeah.
Because that would have been the other thing I would have suggested, just completely dodge the whole gaming headset and just go straight for like a proper just audio headset.
Right.
But
no, there's no receivers, so it's going to have to be something that's tailored for that.
Yeah.
I was looking at stuff for Turtle Beach, and it's like $150 for a PlayStation 3 surround sound enabled headset, and then it's like $80 for just a stereo headset of that same nature. So it's still pricey, and I would say, you know, go check out GameStop, just like you said, or Craigslist.
You can. Craigslist is good too, but the it's less likely to happen. But the funny way that GameStop works, like, go scour your GameStops, because GameStop doesn't have like a way to upcharge you for a Turtle Beach headset. Like, say I go in there and I turn in my Turtle Beach headset and they give me garbage money for it.
Yeah,
they turn around and sell it for fractions of what it's like actually worth.
So they'll just list it as like a regular headset.
Yeah, they just list it as headset, not specific.
And how much would that usually be? Like $20?
$10.
So look to get lucky there, or maybe a more specific, like, used video game retailer that exists around this area that are going to be more into getting those things in.
Yeah, you could also hit up Gamers, local place.
Yeah, I was going to say Gamers. I was referring to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Tracking. Yeah. On it.
10-4.
Heard.
So that was the one question that I wanted to address for our listeners out there.
I would say SteelSeries is a little cheaper than Turtle Beach, But at the same time, I also appreciated Turtle Beach a little bit more, a little bit more comfortable, and audio quality seemed to be a little better.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's all I got here for actual things this week. Anybody else want to throw something in? No? Silence. Nah. Okay. Trivia?
Trivia time. Hey, guess what, guys?
Taking you on, Matt.
Fine.
It's return of Back of the Box trivia.
Yeah!
Let me just pull this up here.
I like this one.
Hang on. I had all these done. There's 11 of them, so there's no ties here. Unless you guys jerk this up a lot.
I'm a jerker-upper. Watch out for me. I gotta...
Okay, this, if I remember correctly, spans itself all the way from NES to current generation. Yeah, NES current generation. And there are some PC titles on here, too. So
Siberia.
Bear that. Ooh, that was actually a good idea. I should have done that. Crap. Let me change this.
Be right back.
Don't go anywhere. Okay, so first one. This one's hard to read. Challenge the powers of darkness and untold magic as Sir Fortesque returns from the grave to battle an evil sorcerer's plans of demise. As if being dead wasn't bad
Griff.
Enough.
Medieval.
Correct.
Yes.
You never played Medieval?
No.
You're not missing anything.
I thought that game looked like crap, and I've heard it plays like crap.
It is pretty much crap. But it was like the only thing out for PlayStation at the time. Okay.
I don't think I'm going to get a single one.
You should get some.
Last time I got like three
Trust
or four.
Trust your instincts.
But... Yeah, exactly. Just do it.
I was going to say EverQuest 64, but whatever. I had no idea.
That's a good game. You are blank, a master thief, rarely seen but never caught. Moving silently through the shadows, you are able to sneak past any guard.
Matt. Sly Cooper, the first one.
No. Pick any lock, break into the most ingeniously secured residences. Stealing from the wealthy is all in a night's work. In this intense thriller of murderous conspiracy, you must use your stealth tactics to uncover a sinister secret that lies within the city walls. Will your skills be enough to save the dying city? Can you survive the betrayal, assassins, and war in the labyrinth of city streets?
Griff. Thief.
Yep.
That was my second guess.
My second guess was Aladdin.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Just going off the deep end there.
Okay, here we go.
I never played Thief.
Neither did I.
Sorry, Mr. Lassiter.
The world has been blown into a permanent nuclear winter following World War III. The H2O system, however, is in danger of contamination, and now someone needs to...
Fallout.
Yep. I was hoping you might slip up there and say something else.
I was debating internally between Fallout and Fallout 2. But yeah,
I remember the first one, you have to go out, and you're timed.
Yeah.
You have to go and fix that.
Damn water chip.
Yep.
Okay, this one might be really easy. Lured to Mars by the Ultor Corporation's promise of a better life...
Griff. Red Faction.
Okay, Red Faction.
Just plain old Red Faction, the first one? Old
Red Faction.
Saints Row.
Griff might get this one as well. But that's only because he... Never mind.
Don't say it, yeah.
Because he's weird.
Ooh, hey.
Get ready for the action adventure of Greek mythology translated into the video age. Far away in a kingdom called Angel Land, the evil goddess Medusa
Griff.
Has...
Oh, goodness. Don't mess this up. It's Kid Icarus.
God, yeah. What is wrong with Kid Icarus?
Pit. That's his name. Nintendo's Pit.
Yeah.
The story of him. Yeah.
Come on, Matt. You gotta do some catching up here.
Eggplant Wizard. Tempura Batter Wizard. Credit card.
Here we go. Blow 14 opponents off the back roads of California in the most illegal, unofficial, and dangerous race there is. Oh, gosh.
Griff. Cruising USA.
Wrong.
Keep going, man.
Kick and punch your opponent's... Oh, crap. Hang on. This is hard to read.
Man, road rash.
Yep.
Nice.
I was going to say road rage for a second, and I was like, no.
Kick and punch your opponents out of the way at 150 miles per hour. Snatch a club if you want to do some real damage.
What about a chain, man? The chain was the best.
There's also, like, quotes from other racers in here. Come too close, and I grind you to the pepperoni. Capiche? Like, that dude is mad Italian.
You gotta read it like an Italian.
I can't. Yo, I don't have that Italian in me. If you're gonna boil, don't do it near me. Like, that's really what he says. If you're gonna boil, don't do it near me.
That's just because you don't understand racing.
I don't, apparently. Not back in the 90s, I didn't. So you want to be a skid mark? I'm happy to oblige. This guy looks like a skid mark.
Skidmark sounds like he would be a random thug in a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Right? Okay, this one's really good, too. The city has its demons, but so do you.
Dramatic pause.
God, Christ. These words are written in some, like, awesome...
You're actually reading off the back of the box stuff, like, so that's what's going on.
Some of it's, like, really, like, crappy, like,
yeah.
Fonts, so it's weird. An inescapable enemy taunts and beckons Torque even as he fights to rid the horror from the streets. The dark heart of the city can seem very much like a prison if you let it.
Matt, Condemned 2.
Nope.
I need you to repeat that because I have no idea what that was about.
An inescapable enemy taunts and beckons Torque even as he fights to rid the horror from the streets. The dark heart of the city can seem very much like a prison if you let it. Lead Torque on an all-out new battle through the mean streets of an urban nightmare. Customize your insanity. Use good or evil rage mode to destroy your enemies. I never played this game.
Torque, you say... What the hell? Let's just say, Griff, Shadowrun.
No.
Okay.
This is the suffering, the ties that bind.
Didn't play it. I don't know anybody named Torque.
Yeah, neither do I.
Okay, here we go. A man without a past fights for a world without a future. From famed creator Hironobu Sakaguchi of Mistwalker comes a revolutionary RPG.
Griff.
Yes.
Lost Odyssey.
That's Lost Odyssey.
Shazam.
Shazam.
Last one.
Griff, you need to play that game.
Okay.
I need to play that too. I never played it.
I'll loan it to you as soon as you get your Xbox.
Can I have my Mass Effect back?
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
I have too many other games to play.
There are three more.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I need them all.
Yeah, tie it up.
Tie it up. I need them all.
This one's really good. In a world of darkness and magic, power-hungry warlords battle one another for control of feudal Japan. At the height of the chaos, the noble princess Yukihime is kidnapped. Now one lone swordsman, Samanosuke, boldly volunteers to rescue and avenge the princess. But in these dark and mysterious times, even Samanosuke does
not... I'll go first, Griff. Onimusha.
Yes, Onimusha.
Whoa, hello.
Onimusha Warlords.
Oh, that's not correct.
I'll take not correct. I was going for Onimusha 1.
That's what it is. Onimusha 1 is Onimusha Warlords.
Oh.
It's Onimusha.
Okay. Do you want to contest
that? I was going to say Tenchu or Dynasty Warriors or something.
Tenchu would have been also like decent.
I was thinking Kessen or Dynasty Warriors. So yeah. I was like, I'll go with this one that I'm not... So mocap a horse, and then I'm there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Relive an adventurous tale rich with agents, espionage, and conspiracies. Challenge deadly villains and monsters with your steel and magic. Clear your name by uncovering a sinister plot, or perish in the attempt. A dark cinematic adventure set in a richly detailed 3D world, revolutionary battle, and status systems for incredible real-time attacks and combinations. And there's something else on here that I'm not going to read.
Griff, Shadowrun.
No.
No idea.
It's a Vagrant Story.
Oh, God.
That's why I picked that, because it does not sound like that game.
No, it does not.
Okay. This should be, yep, last one. Oh, gosh. Battle armies of blank robots while mastering all new strategic moves like the air hover and blank's saber tactic system. Discover a myriad of power-ups, secret rooms, extra weapons, and invincible vehicles. Yep, invincible vehicles to take on 8 all-new blank bosses. And for the first time, play as blank or battle with his mighty partner blank in 2 separate adventures. Blank. Now you can be a hero or a blank. Gosh.
Or blank.
I didn't read that pun at the end there. That's really dumb.
I have no idea. There's a lot of blanks in that.
Matt, Gundam.
Nope. You're sort of on the right track, though. Has nothing to do with Gundam, though.
Griff, Virtual on Mars.
No. Mega Man X4.
Whoa!
No idea.
Wow. That was...
Battle armies of maverick Reploid robots while mastering all new strategic moves like the air hover and Zero's saber tactic system. Discover a myriad of power-ups, secret rooms, extra weapons, and invincible vehicles to take on 8 all-new X-Hunter bosses. And for the first time, play as Mega Man X or battle with his mighty partner Zero in 2 separate adventures. Mega Man X4. Now you can be a hero or a Zero.
Oh!
Ha! Jokes.
Yeah, remember when there wasn't Axel in that game series?
That was yeah, because that was about the what that stopped after
that
5.
That was 5 that had Axel in it.
Was it? No, I thought it started at 6.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I didn't play a lot of Mega Man.
X4 was the last good one.
X4 was the first one for the PlayStation system.
Accurate.
So, I don't know. After that, it gets blurry.
After that,
PS2, no, PlayStation 2 is when they introduce Axel to it, so maybe X5.
Yeah, I think it was, no, because X5 was still PlayStation 1.
So maybe X6 was, Axel. Yeah.
Was Mega Man Legends the 3D game?
Yeah, that was on PlayStation.
And Nintendo 64.
And Nintendo 64.
Oh, that's right.
I've got Mega Man Legends 2.
I was going to say, and then there's Legends 2. And nothing about a... Legends 3, right?
I don't have Mega Man Legends 3 because Capcom canceled it because they said, sorry fans, SD.
We know the 25th anniversary of Mega Man is coming up, but we're going to burn this game to the ground.
No, do you remember that when it was like, it was pseudo-crowdsourced, the development of it, where they're like, send in your fan art for your monsters that you want to see in the game.
Yep.
And people are doing it, and it's like, oh, this is who this guy, this is Ace, or...
Yep, and they didn't get enough fan support, so they said, nobody wants to play this game, so we're not making this game.
Yeah, this was an experiment, and obviously people aren't that interested in it. So, we're canning it.
Send us all your sad stories.
And you all suck.
Yep, that's pretty much what that letter said.
It was a weird thing. Yeah, so we're done here. End of Boss Barrel Radio, episode 83. If you want to send us an email via... the internet, the address is B, the letter B, followed by the letter R, and then another R. No, God, PlayStation.
Hey, Griff, how you doing?
I just have the hardest time with these things. BBR, B, and then another B, and then an R. It's a Bravo, Bravo.
Romeo.
Roscoe.
Sure.
You do that, and then the at thingy, and then... BossBarrel.
Ampersand.com.
Sure. Ampersand. You make that and you send us an email. You can go that route. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on our website, on the internet, on Twitters. Whatever. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for the great episode. We'll see you next week, as usual.
Peace.
Goodbye.